sound is.
Nikolaki, welcome back to the distillery, mate.
How good is it to be back? It's been a while for us.
It has been a little while. It's been a hot minute, but we are back in the distillery, and there's a lot of bottles here, which usually means there's a comedian in the room.
Definitely does. And why is it we always drink before we start again? Yeah, we've done it again. We had a good run where we didn't drink before we started, but...
It's band prayer. I think we figured that out.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Talk to any large-scale band. You're talking Metallica, you're talking Guns N' Roses, Foo Fighters, something like that. They all talk about band prayer just before they go on.
Okay.
It's usually a few shots.
So we're
that's what we're doing.
Prayed, prepped.
Band prep. Yes.
Bravo. Spit it out.
Dear, how you been?
Mate, I've been excellent, actually. Really good. And I hear congratulations are in order, my friend. We actually reached people in 100 countries that have listened to our podcast. Actually, technically, it's 103 now, but
103, okay.
We'll celebrate the 100.
Which of the countries?
We've got to say Jabaliko to our Uganda friends, which means hello in Uganda language.
Our Ugandan friends. People in Uganda are listening to this now and going, what the fuck is this walk?
Jabaliko.
Our sincere apologies to our Ugandan friends.
Yeah, apologies if I botched that up, but apparently it means hello in the Luganda language.
That's what you think.
But did you know there's approximately 500,000 Ugandans that claim to be baptized Orthodox?
Look at you doing your research.
Right? Amazing. 500,000.
That's apparently just as many Greeks as there are in Australia.
Possibly.
Supposedly, anyway, yeah. According to the census, there's probably a lot more than that. But, you know, Greek Orthodox people that
so
are
there you go.
Baptized. Yeah.
So hello to our Uganda friends. If you're out there and you're listening, write in, follow us on Instagram, tell us how you're going. And I think it was the George Kambosos episode. But yeah, no, it's all good. So welcome, 100 countries. How good is that, Tom? Uganda.
And I'm pretty proud of that. That's fantastic. Thank you to everyone for listening. And uzotalk@outlook.com is the email. And follow us on social media at uzotalk and at @uzo_talk on Instagram. Get on there, like, comment, share. You thought I was going to wrap it up, didn't you?
You know, you're so used to it.
Yeah, I know.
I know what's going to happen. We're going to be too pissed to say it towards the end.
We've only had one whiskey. It's okay. Well, look, anyway, how long have we been talking to this bloke in the room right now?
Mate, it's been a while. Backwards and forwards, trying to follow him around the globe. Yeah. And we finally got him.
Yeah, well, look, the reality is we may have been able to get this bloke online, but we knew that he was coming to Australia. So we thought, let's just hold off for a little bit, right? Let's get him in the room because we really wanted to have a drink with him, didn't we?
We did, definitely.
Do you want me to do the honours, introduce him?
Yes, mate, do it.
Okay, here we go. So, born in England and living in Cyprus, our guest is perhaps better known as his alter ego, Souvlaki, whose comedy skit videos on YouTube and social media have garnered hundreds of thousands of views, if not millions, and are shared by Greek and Cypriot friends and family alike the world over. He's in Australia right now for what's essentially a rescheduled tour, and we're proud as hell to have him, the Cypriot Smurf himself, Peter Kipri, in the room. Peter, welcome, mate.
Thank you so much, guys.
He's finally here.
I was trying not to laugh at the Uganda thing.
Which part? The part that he butchered or what?
No, just them just sitting in Uganda, like, listening to you two.
I know. Who would have thought? Hey? Kambala is the town, apparently.
Say it?
I think it's called Kambala.
Kambala.
Sister city to Kavala.
Kavala mo. Thank you so much. It's been a long time. We've been planning this, and I'm usually really impatient. But because I knew I was coming, I really wanted to do this, like meet up, drink. I think, how did this start with you two? Just any excuse for a drink or?
It started in lockdown, actually. During COVID.
And you were drinking lockdown, anyway, and thought...
Yeah,
we did. Drank a lot.
Now, if anyone could walk into my house during that point, there'd be empty Ouzo bottles everywhere.
And
it sounds horrible now, but...
I don't know if they can see or not, but like the whole table is just full of alcohol.
It's
Buzuki Adamisan. It's like, we're just waiting for the music, right? And we're just going to get drunk.
At any second now.
Literally, I've had like a little bit of a sip of I'm not going to say what it is yet because that's just, you know, you.
Yeah.
And
smoke and mirrors.
Strong Malaga.
Well done, mate.
Am I allowed to swear? Am I allowed to say Malaga?
You can swear. You can swear on this.
Malaga's not really swearing, though.
I love it. You're following the script. Yeah, I like the little wink of it.
Yeah.
Any second now, Vasilis Karas is going to turn out and he's going to start singing.
Classic. Yeah.
You're going to go straight to that whiskey.
Yeah.
We do have another person in the room with us, Ilya. Ilya, mate, welcome.
All the way from Adelaide. He doesn't have a mic.
He doesn't.
We botched that up.
He said, we did botch it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Say hello really loud. Hello, everyone. Ilya from Adelaide, escorting the Cypriot Smurf. How good is that?
He's my escort.
He is your escort? Yeah. What does he cost nowadays?
He's your escort. He's a good style of guy. Yes. Good looking bloke.
He's a talented
man.
Good.
He's a very good videographer. Hell of a friend. And if it wasn't for him, I don't think I'd have made it to Sydney from Melbourne.
Really? Oh, that's massive.
There's a backstory here, obviously.
I should have given him a mic.
We'll have to share, I think.
We need to get Ilya on here now.
Very talented man. Videographer, podcaster, the whole shebang. Thank you for being here, mate. Thank you for bringing
him here. Welcome, mate.
Oh, dear. Well, on that note, I think it's time that we kick it off properly. What do you reckon?
Definitely,
should we have a drink?
Mate. Let's kick it off.
Siniyamas.
Siniyamas.
Cheese boy, this.
Είμαι κοντός ο Ιωδεύτανο.
Welcome, Boydes.
Welcome. Well, what do you think of that, boys?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I've been having this for the last half hour now, and it's bloody good. Not usually big on whiskey, though.
Do you know what? It's strong.
It is.
I'm not big on whiskey as well, but I like it when the ice melts a little bit. Then you drink it.
Dilutes it a
but
bit. Yeah.
I try to avoid it in Bazookia now because my friends usually try to kill me because they see me putting a bit of Gogogola in it. And they're like, hey, if you want that, you drink JM beer. You know what I mean?
Classic.
And there's always a bad story associated, isn't there? Like, you know, waking up with the worst possible hangover saying, I'm never drinking again.
Is it Coca-Cola, though, that gives you the headache?
It's got to be. It's sugar.
The sweet stuff.
They're like,
is it? Yeah, I think it is.
Sometimes it's
But look, we got to thank our sponsors, Greek Providor.
This drink comes courtesy of the Greek Providor, as most of the cover does at the moment. What is it that we're drinking, Nick?
Well, it's Githria. It's a Cypriot single malt whiskey. So how good is that?
Didn't know that Greeks made whiskey.
Well, Cypriots in particular, yeah. So it comes from the Aristides Distillery in Tseri. Have you heard of Tseri?
Tseri?
Yeah, Tseri in Tseri. Cyprus. Yeah.
I'm always in Tseri. My friend lives in Tseri.
There you go.
On the way to Nicosia. My friend has a horse farm, Labatsa.
Oh, wow.
Plug as well.
So Githria, if you're listening, you got to get behind this man. Because he's in your village all the time. Village, town, what is it?
Village.
But it's how good is it? It's a great drop, and it's good for the Southern Hemisphere hits winter now. And how good is it having a single malt scotch with this?
Like Saruka said, as his auntie said, in a kaloya to lemo.
Exactly. Everything's good for your throat.
Oh, jeez.
No, it is. Look, thank you, Greek Providor. Awesome sponsors and amazing whiskey. So, actually, the thing is, they gave us a couple of sample bottles because they've sold out. That's how popular this stuff is.
Oh, is that why we've got the little bottles?
Yeah, so they gave us, three or four little bottles. The throwdown ones. But, they've sold out, so it's really good. But by the time this podcast gets to air, there'll be plenty available. So get online, look them up on their website, Greek Providor.
Fantastic Greek produce there, all the best drinks, all the artisan stuff there, actually. So all the best stuff coming from Greece right now, Greek Providor has it. Get on their website.
You're necking it down. That's not a sip. We've got these glasses, doing them as shots.
Yeah.
When you've been on this podcast a while, mate,
you have practice, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, it's good stuff.
Well, let me tell you, before we move on from the alcohol, though,
yep.
It's customary for us when we've got people from overseas, particularly the comedians, that we introduce them to the local fare, let's say. So, Peter, on that note, mate, I'm sure you've probably had this stuff before because you've been to Australia, but you need to neck a VB right now. What do you reckon?
It's part of the Australian culture.
Come on, mate.
Elias, you're driving back.
Well, that goes without saying.
Want one?
He's going to have one.
I do like VB.
You do?
But then, is it... Melbourne drink VB, isn't it?
They do, yeah.
And down here, isn't it like Carlington or Carrington?
Carlton Tui's. Yeah. Tui's is the beer we drink. Up here.
When you say neck it, you mean like finish the whole thing?
Nah, just have a sip.
Tell us what you think.
Oh. We're not that bad alcoholics on the show yet.
I was ready to do it.
probably
feel free.
Aye.
They're not a sponsor, are they?
No, they're not.
No. Right.
Geo is better.
No fucking.
Have you had Geo?
Of course we have.
Oh my God.
Of course
I love.
It's the best, mate.
It's the best.
You're finally here in Australia. What the fuck happened? Why did they not let you in the country? Because I had visions of Australian customs seeing the fake mustache and being like, this prick's dodgy. Don't let him in.
They didn't. It's not that they didn't let me in. It was delayed. And no one was getting back. No one was answering. You put all your information. They ask you everything. I learned so much about me. You know, filling out
Australian foreign.
Yeah, to get your visa.
Yeah.
But they needed everything, and they always need something else that they don't ask for.
Yeah.
On the fields, and then I got it. I requested it, and obviously my show was a month away, and I still didn't get my visa, so I had to cancel.
Yeah. What were they asking you? What kind of questions? Just out of curiosity.
Have you ever had military training?
Which you would have.
Yeah, ethnic frura. Yeah, gang gang.
Yeah. Yeah. Represent.
Represent. They don't know that it was just like usually eating sandwiches and that, but still.
Of course, having cigarettes.
Yeah. Where were you posted on that? You know, on that note, were you actually in Cyprus or did you see somewhere else?
Yeah, people. When I say to people I was in the army, they're like, the English army? I'm like, fuck off. No. Yeah. I'd done national service. I'd done 13 months. The full term was 24 months. I'd done 13.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I said to my friends, like, in the army, I was like, I'd love to do the full term. Yeah. They're like, go tell them. I was like, no, I could do years. You know, I need to get out. And so I'd done 13 months. I was in Alaminor, I think. Alamino is a blanda. A blanda is black berets. We were on the tanks.
Okay.
So I do a bit about it now in my stand-up because I felt like I wanted to put it in my stand-up because everyone just looks at me like an Anglezui, you know?
A Charlie.
Charlie's at least is a Charlie, you know? Yeah. Me, I'm Inglezo. Like, that's what they see. Or,
is that worse?
It's not that it's worse, but like they don't even think I'm a Cypriot.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Because the way I look.
Yeah.
I just the other week I was in Buffalo and I was walking home and there was like a guy renting cars and he was like, my friend, you want to rent one car? I was like, you make it preos Malaga. He's like, and it was just in English. You know what I mean? So it was so annoying.
Classic.
So it was like, I forgot what I was saying now. This bloody whiskey.
Yeah, it is.
Top him up.
Top him up.
We've got the DB now.
This small glass for a small guy is like a pint.
Yeah. So we were talking about the tour and, you know, how you...
Yeah,
and then
so,
your military service.
Yeah, so they asked these questions and then they needed me to message the union. They were like, message the appropriate union to see if they're like, okay with you coming. I'm like, who?
What union?
Yeah, what union? They just say appropriate union. I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know, like, what is a union, bro?
Like a performer's union or something?
The actors union. Yeah, so I guessed it was that.
Comedian.
First, I sent a message to a coffee shop's union. I was in a coffee shop, like, this makes sense, right?
That's a union, you're halfway there.
I sent it to them. We had to pay again for that. We had to pay for the visa as well. And it took ages. So I just cancelled because I started getting stressed. I didn't want to because whenever I come to Australia to do a show, I pre-record a video for the show, something special, something different. And it's been with Elias both times.
Mm.
And so I want a good week before I do my show to record, to do something. So I just cancelled. And to be honest, I didn't think I was going to come. And then, you know, my friends in Cyprus are always very encouraging. They're like, hey, you got to do it. You're going to do it. Bine gamedo. And funny story. Well, it's funny to me. I'm happy that it got cancelled because before I was planning to go Perth, Darwin, Brisbane, Adelaide, Sydney, Melbourne, driving.
Oh, wow.
No.
Because I see it on the map. No, it's not far. It's like isn't it? Like there to there. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, because I'm from Cyprus. Yeah. I'm like, Lefkosia, Larnaca, Bafo, you know. So I'm very happy.
Yeah, like, that would have been a mistake.
Oh my God. 45 hours from Melbourne to Darwin, I think. I'd love to go there. I really want to go there. Everyone that were welcoming me in them areas were beautiful and very kind and very welcoming. Next time for sure. But that would have been a lot of petrol.
And it would be a waste of life, mate.
But even now, me and Elias driving from Melbourne to Sydney, it was like 7 hours and 54 minutes left. Them 4 minutes took about 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's how it felt. It was like time was not moving.
And it doesn't help when the landscape's all the same anyway. It doesn't really change.
And I got extra insurance for the car because I'm thinking, my friends were like, Borina bedakti ena kangaroo.
They're going to
jump on your car. Yeah.
They're not wrong.
So it I got the insurance.
Yeah.
8 hours, 9 hours to Sydney, didn't see one fucking kangaroo.
Oh, really?
I'm pissed off.
No roadkill on the side?
No.
Not even roadkill.
No, wow. We saw a deer or something. No, but I wanted it to jump in.
Yeah.
So to justify me paying for the insurance.
You wanted to get your money's worth.
Well, if you go to Darwin, there'll be a shitload of them. And they're all on the side of the road.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be going.
Ready for shuvlaki, mate.
Nah.
Classic.
And we've got 15 hours to Adelaide next.
Yeah. And you're driving.
Yeah, we're driving.
Jesus. That's tough.
Yeah, but it's the, you know, we stopped in some cool... villages, we call them villages.
Yeah, towns.
Yeah, sure. Towns is like proper towns that everyone knows everyone. Me and Elias walking around. All right, and Daxi, me, I look the part. Elias, he look foreign, isn't he? So everyone's like thinking, who are we? And blah, blah, blah.
So everyone's thinking, you're the local and Elias the tourist.
I just walk in, I'm like, g'day, mate, how's it going?
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Classy.
I've got it on lock.
Well, on that note, tell us a little bit about your background because obviously you've got the English accent, because you were born in the UK. I understand you got a little bit of Italian in you as well.
Yeah, my mum's Italian. My nonna's from Salerno. Oh, my nonna's from Benevento. I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
I am planning to go. But yeah, so growing up, it was very Italian. Every Sunday food and everything like that. But then, you know, life happens and ended up moving to Cyprus.
Mm.
Accidentally on purpose, and then I just became more Cypriot, you know. Yeah. Like, I didn't know Cypriot, I didn't know Greek, I didn't speak Greek, I didn't speak anything. I was really thrown in the deep end. Mm. When we went to Cyprus, we moved to Ormithia. That's my village in Cyprus, Ormithia. We have very good patates.
Mm.
Maybe we find you one sponsor.
Yeah.
And
so your mum's side, they're Sicilian, you said. So do you speak Italian at all?
See.
Because we've got Anthony Locaccio. He's another
comedian.
Greek, half Italian.
Yeah. I only know C.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
C, stronzo, fangulo, baccala. Because my nonno called me baccala.
Oh, baccala, the salted fish.
Yeah, that's what. Why did he call me that? Is it because I'm white?
Or salty?
Yeah.
What have we got the equivalent?
Bacagliaro.
Yeah, that's it. Same. Yeah.
In the village, they call me Kella G because I had a big head when I was a kid. I was or Castrici because blonde.
Yeah.
I was a blondist.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So when did you move back to Cyprus? How old were you?
I was 10.
10? Yeah. Okay. And
I didn't really like move. It was more of a kidnapping.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tell us. Because I'm instantly picturing not without my daughter type scenarios here.
So imagine... like divorce.
Yeah.
Dad's like, going on holiday. I was like, oh, where? Cyprus. Land, we're not going back.
Wow.
That was basically it.
Holy shit.
And it was the best thing he'd ever done.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Of course. I'm happy that I left England. You know, I couldn't live in England. Now, I'm a little village boy.
Yeah.
I sound like this, I look like this, but I'm the biggest village boy you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, even now, walking around here, I'm like, oh, no. Not.
Yeah, so it's too built up.
Oh, there's too many people.
Yeah.
I'm walking, there's someone behind me, and I just have to stop, go to the side and let them walk past. I don't like it. And I want to be at least 5 minutes away from the beach, you know? If I'm not 5 minutes away from the beach, I'm not happy.
Sick.
Yeah.
And so, all right, kidnapping, Cyprus, moved to the village, Ormithia. My dad went and got a job washing cars for 1 lira an hour to try and provide for us. And he was doing karaoke at night as well. Me and my brother were just in the... We didn't go to school for 1 year because he couldn't afford us to go to school. Okay. I know I'm a comedian, but this is getting a bit depressing.
Yeah.
It's the whiskey.
Yeah, it is.
It's getting deep and meaningful.
Yeah. No, but he taught us what it was like to hard working, you know, love, caring. And he was an amazing person. Then he got married.
Yep.
We moved to the village Gidi, And that's when my life really started. Because before that, we didn't go to school. When we went to Giddy, then we started going to high school and everything like that.
Yeah.
And meeting new friends and seeing the Village Boys and a lot. Like I do a lot in my stand-up about this. Mm. And we used to get beaten up a lot.
Really?
Yeah, because we were different. We were like from England. We were Chudleyers. Right. All of them guys are my friends now.
Yeah. It's funny because now you're like the poster child for Cypriots worldwide.
Yeah. If you write in Cypriot God in Google, yeah. I come up.
You come up. SEO.
Jeez. Yeah. Classic.
And I remember one guy just... Because it's been so many years, and one guy that used to beat me up when I was a kid, he watches my videos now. Mm. And then he saw me in public, he goes, Ray, he said, Bolagalos. He said, Delios. He said, amazing. Yeah. I was like, Ray, you don't remember me. And there is me. I have fucking Mera, you know what I mean? And you don't remember me. What's this? Yeah. I felt like insulted.
So have you got jokes about him or?
No, I just got jokes in general. I put them all under the same umbrella.
So when did you start getting into comedy? When did you realize you were funny? Is it, does it come from an uncle or
I think it just comes from birth.
Oh, really?
To be honest, I've always wanted to be a comedian. My nonno, he used to say about my brother, the money is in the football. And they used to say to me, he's going to be a comedian, you know? And that was my nonno. And I've always wanted to be a comedian. I've always loved comedy. I've always watching comedy. Whenever I was down, upset or anything, I'll just throw on comedy. Mm. And I didn't know how to be a comedian or anything. I was in Cyprus, you know, small
not
island.
Known for its comedy. Yeah. Really.
Actually, we're not known, but like I would say you would agree with the Greeks as well. Just our language, just the way we talk, just the things. We're so sharp. We are very comical.
Yes.
You know, little things we say, and it's beautiful. You could think of an uncle now, put him on stage, and he'll be an amazing comedian.
Yeah.
So.
Without them knowing about it.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing about Greeks. That's the funniest thing about Greeks. They don't know that they're funny.
Yeah, they're just being them. Like I would go, I went to my friend's village and he built a house and it was me, him and his father-in-law building the house. And his father-in-law didn't know no English. Mm-hmm. And I would just like turn to him and go, have you got the schedule? And he would just reply to me and go, Shushuko. You know, just like so sharp. Anytime he didn't understand anything, it would just come back with a Greek word or whatever.
Yeah.
Like we used, went to sit in the car. He went to sit in the front. Before he went to sit in the front, I was like, Nagatso yo prosta. He was like, Obu thelis katse. But he was sitting in the front.
Yeah.
So like, I've got a video of that. And it's like so funny.
It's so funny.
But I've always wanted to be a comedian. And I think it's once Snapchat came out.
Oh.
Because like before, it was like, you can only just be funny to people you know. Instagram was only pictures. Snapchat was videos. So then you started making videos. People started following me. And then just followed on from there. Then I was like, all right, make a little YouTube video. It was just me first. And then I brought a character out because I wanted to be two different people. I needed and my friend that was going to be that person didn't have time, thank God, because he would have been Souvlaki, I guess.
Okay.
And I was just in my garage, made a video and people liked it. And from there, I made videos, but I knew I really wanted to be a stand-up comedian. As much as I like making videos and people commenting, haha, it's funny, haha, it's funny, he's not Cypriot, he's an Englizzo. As much as I love that, I just want to see it. Mm. I want to see their faces. I want to see them laugh. I want to hear it. I want to feel, you know. Mm. So I've still got a long way to go. I've got a lot of people in the area, like my friend Elena, she's Australian, Italian, and she's an amazing comedian. And whenever I met her in Cyprus doing a show, we became friends. So whenever she comes to Cyprus now, we do shows together. And she's encouraged me. She's shown me the way. She's given me advice, opinions, and everything like that. And I think I've driven her crazy. But so a long way to go still.
Yeah.
A lot to learn.
Yep.
But the only way is up, especially for me because I'm short.
Mm. So when did you actually start? How long ago?
I think it was 2015.
Okay.
I started Snapchat.
Yeah.
And then
that when Souvlaki was born or did
he
come
after? No, I think Souvlaki was born. It's weird just like I actually just talk about him like he's a different person.
Yeah.
He is. He was born I think 2016, I think. Mm-hmm. I made the video with Souvlaki. He wasn't Souvlaki, he was just Greek man.
Yeah.
Let's say. And my uncle's a stuntman in America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's been in a lot. He was Johnny Depp's stunt double in Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, he was Antonio Banderas in Zorro. He'd done all the stunts.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he's my dad's brother, Theo Kipri, if you want to Google him.
We'll check him out.
Yeah.
Hello, Theo
Kipri.
Could
maybe do one of these with him.
Yeah, 100%.
And he called me up. He saw it. I don't know. He has this like fake account and everything. I've never found out which one it is.
Yep.
And for years, he's just been like stalking me, watching me and everything.
Yep.
And he goes, I saw the video and you have something with this character.
Mm.
And I was very much, I want to be the comedian. I don't want anyone else to be the face. I want to be the face. And he was like, listen, it's not about you now. It's about this character. People like this character. Obviously, the video done well. You need to do something about this character. And I was like, okay, what should we do? And he said, you got to give him a name. And it was between Souvlaki's or Glefty Gagos.
Mm.
Because can I say my ayah's boyfriend?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, but like,
is that incriminating?
No, but it's like he's an old guy. It's not like she's on Tinder there, like, you know what I mean? Like, I got lost to this.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, you know.
Yeah. Rocking great. Yeah.
His name's Andrico.
Yeah, of course it is.
And he used to play tavli with Andrico. So beautiful. This is his, like, let's say, stepdad.
Yeah.
And Andrico used to just rob him all the time, like play gambling for money. So classic. It's from him, Glefty Gagos. And we chose Souvlaki's. And he gave me like advice on recording the half moon and all of this and the correct angles. And then I just made more videos.
Mm.
And got here today. Then I wanted to push myself to do stand-up and I'd done that. But it's a bit nerve-wracking because people laugh at your videos and then when you do stand-up, they automatically think that you're going to be funny on stage.
Mm.
But there isn't no stop button or anything like that. So yeah. Because I love it, because I want to be it, I think I'm getting away with it.
Yeah. Well, video is a very forgiving form because, yes, as you said, you can stop it, you can redo it and all exactly. That sort of thing. Very different beast to be in front of people and hecklers and all that sort of thing, isn't it?
Intoxicated.
What, him or the audience?
Probably both.
On that note.
Yeah.
Yamas.
So how many have you done? How many stand-up shows have you done all up?
I think my first ever show was in Adelaide.
Kidding.
A woman called Mary, she loved my videos and she came to Cyprus and we had a mutual friend and we met up and she was like, when I go back to Australia, I'm going to talk to them and we're going to bring you to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh no, choftes, belares. You know, I didn't believe it. Like, it's too good to be true. You know what I mean?
I love it.
She went back, she got in touch,
yeah.
It all got sorted. And so my first ever live show was in Adelaide.
Wow.
In 2019.
Okay.
And then I went to Melbourne and Sydney. Okay. After, I just wanted to do more. But in Cyprus, the issue is there isn't like a place where you can just go do 10 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And go practice. So if you're going to do something, you need to do a show. And like, not being big-headed or anything like that, I can't just plan something and go and do 10 minutes because everyone's going to be pissed off. They're going to want to see more. And if to find another 10 comedians or something that... It's a bit difficult, especially with the, like, there are some people doing stand-up in Cyprus now and they're very good, but the people that go watch them, I'm quite worried to go there because they might not speak English or I don't mind.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
What does it look like doing comedy in Cyprus?
No, there's lots of English Cypriots. Mm. There's lots of Russians. There's a mixture of people and they really want it. So when we do shows, me and Eleanor have sold out and it's just been great. Very good crowds.
Yeah.
I done my first show in Larnaca, I think last year, my first ever show in Larnaca. And because it was like my hometown, I was very scared, very worried. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was the best feeling ever. So I was very happy.
And is it the same sort of jokes that you would do in Australia into Cyprus? Or do you have to tailor a bit? Do they get the same humour as we would?
Yeah, they get the same humour. But in Cyprus, because I'm in Cyprus, I try to add a bit more general things, you know, like sexual experiences and that. But I don't think, you know, Gula's Yaya is going to want to hear about that. Okay. Over here. You know what I mean? My number came. You know what I mean? Whoever lends a dactyl on do. You know what I mean? All this shit. So I try to keep it not PG here, but yeah, on topic.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, they enjoy it. So this stand up is more about my life growing up, so people know I'm not an Inglesui.
Yeah.
I am Cypriot. I'm, like I say, I'm half Italian, half Cypriot, but I don't want this to sound rude, but I feel full Cypriot.
Mm.
You know, I feel full Cypriot. And but because I haven't gone to Italy, I haven't seen the culture, I grew up to pasta and everything like that, but that's it.
It's funny that you say that, though, because my cousin, who was supposed to be here tonight, but he's working, unfortunately.
He could have come and helped with the drinking.
He could have. His dad, though, is from Crete. His mum's Cypriot, but, mate, it's only the Cypriot side that comes through, and he feels so much more connected with that than the Cretan side. That's a very strong gene you guys have there.
Mm, strong culture. Yeah, we have the good genes.
Yeah. Classic. So would you ever think of getting in touch with the Italian side and maybe adding that to your shows, maybe Italian humour? Because we've got a comedian,
Lacascio,
and he does both. He's got the Greek side and he blends it with the Italian side, and he reckons he does really well with the both cultures.
Anyways.
Have you seen him?
If I see a picture, maybe.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Anthony Lacascio.
No, yeah, I do. Yeah, I think you're drunk and you're
mumbling. Talking like an Australian now.
Yeah. No, I've seen him. He's very good. He's very good. I feel like he's way past where I am. You know, I've got a long way to get to where he is.
Yeah.
And especially, I'm sure he's taller than me. It helps. And he looks his nationality. That helps. He's a good looking guy now that I remember. No?
Yeah, he's a good looking. Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
I don't like the way you used to, like, wait, Anthony, can we? These guys hating on you, bro.
He's a good man.
I'm saying you're good looking. They're like, he's okay. He's not pro. He's all right. Cool.
Yeah. Half of him is good looking. Yeah. Right? The Greek half. Yeah.
I feel like he grew up with it. I wouldn't want to force something. You know, the only sort of things that I remember when I was young with my nonno was I was never allowed to drink while eating. I had to eat my food, then I was allowed to drink.
Okay.
So, you know, and then these are only little things that I remember. I would, like I said, I wouldn't want to force anything. I want to do the things that I know, do the things that I feel. And maybe if I go to Italy, I will go because I've got aunties, I've got cousins that I've never met. Maybe I can turn it with my little Greek and Cypriot feel in Italy, if that makes any sense. And I was going to say something now and I forgot. The other thing that I see is when the W people, I can't say that word, W-O-G-S.
Ah, yes.
I'm not allowed to say that.
Well,
I can't say, no, because I'm
you're not from here.
No, because people in England, if you say that, you get stabbed.
You're about to get cancelled.
Yeah, if someone,
really?
Don't say that in bad? England. No. Oh, no.
Okay.
It's not us. It's not us. That word is not us over there.
Actually, they do have a very different, you're right.
I bet you guys are going to just put the letters, what I've just said.
I'm pretty sure there is an episode of Fawlty Towers that's been cancelled because it has that, what's the character?
Basil.
The Major. The Major says it in that sort of context.
But over here, you're proud of it, which I love. It's beautiful. But I feel like my comedy is a bit different because the comedy I see over here is being here with foreign, can we call, families and things that you've gone through in Australia based on that.
Sure.
And in America based on that, where I'm the opposite, where I was in England and got thrown into the village and I'm there and these are my stories. So I think I'm a bit reverse, if that makes sense. But it's also, that's what I, like you said, if you're going to talk about Italy, I'll talk about what I know and what I've been through and what I'm comfortable with. And that's what makes it my own. Like Anthony, I did see some clips about him and the things he talks about are his own. They're his own stories. You can never see another comedian say what he said, where you can never see another comedian talk about the time that he went to the army and he got prison time because he got caught trying to get a sandwich from the fence. Do you know what I mean? Actually, unless another Cypriot that went to the army becomes a comedian, then there's a lot of
this
us.
This is rooted in truth. I could see that coming.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, the fact that you are effectively an import, let's say, into Cyprus to some degree. And I say
I didn't cost much from postage and packaging, I'll tell you that.
I say that in the nicest possible way. You mentioned the fact that there were people who, you know, growing up, they were like, you're not Cypriot, you're not Greek, whatever it is. What is the attitude from those types of people now to people that are coming into Cyprus, or even to yourself?
To be honest, back then it was a different time. So the way we dressed and everything, it was different to them. The way we acted, the way we spoke, obviously. Now in Cyprus, like, everyone is one. There's so much diversity, can I say? And so many people have obviously gone abroad to study, come back and bring different culture. So in Cyprus now, it's very,
very cosmopolitan.
Yeah, it's very, it's a beautiful tourist destination. Everyone like is safe. It's, you know, it's a very safe country, even though someone stole my watch once.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a part of Cyprus that's still English, that English control?
There are English bases.
Yeah.
So there...
Well, yes. The demilitarized zone, I think, is managed by the UK, isn't it?
Okay. So there's still a bit of British presence. I'm sure they would go out to restaurants. Maybe there's not that many of them.
No, everyone's everywhere. So you wouldn't notice. You couldn't go, like over here. It's not like obvious, like over here when you're in the town here and you're like... I'm not going to say the nationality that is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like spot the Australian over here.
Yeah.
Classic. That's all I'm saying.
In Sydney.
Yeah.
Like, or Brighton.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, in Brighton, this is all Greek.
In there.
It really is.
Oh, that's what's... Is it?
Yeah.
Mostly.
So in Cyprus, there's English, there's Cypriot, there's Greek, there's Russian... There's Bulgarian, there's Romanian, there's
Turkish,
there's Turkish Cypriot, there's everyone. Mm. And I'll touch on the subject a little bit.
Mm.
There is, you know, things that have happened in the past, in the war and everything, is very bad. But the only thing I see is because I come, my vision is a bit different when it comes to things, is we're all living in peace. We're all living, like, it's all love. And that's the only thing I see, really. I don't want to see anything else other than that. And I really appreciate that through what the country has gone through, how we can all just live amongst each other and in peace is beautiful.
Yeah. Are there Turkish Cypriots in the southern part, in Cyprus? There is.
Yeah, there's Turkish Cypriots in the southern, there's Turkish Cypriots in the north. And
have you traveled to the north?
Yeah.
I saw the video.
Yeah,
that was a great video.
The one thing I find funny about, because like I find it a bit amusing, we're very upset what's happened. But I say to some people, oh yeah, I went to the north. They're like, don't call it the north. Call it the illegally occupied side.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, yeah, but it is in the north.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
Geographically,
geographically it's in the north.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to call it something else. Wow. I'm not going to say it. But a lot of people don't go. You know, they've lost... land, they've lost families, they've lost a lot. And I totally understand, and everyone has their own opinion and thoughts. The way I think is I won't let anything stop me traveling and exploring my own country.
Yeah.
And I will explore everything as much as I can. So I've been there. It's beautiful. It's amazing. I think last year we went through Varossi, the ghost town. They opened it up. And you go through it, and we went to, I think it was Silver Sands Beach or something like that, where all the hotels were derelict. And we went in the sea, and it was like you're swimming in glass.
Really?
That's all I can say, swimming in glass. It's amazing. Went to Rizogarpaso at the top as well. And again, swimming in glass, where all the donkeys are and the Apostle Andrea is. The first time we went around, I was really scared because, like, we show in our passports, feel like we're in a different place, a different country, and everything.
Which passport did you show? The Cypriot or the British?
My ID card, Daftodida. Yeah.
Okay. And was it easier to get over the border with showing your ID card?
Yeah, you just show your passport.
So there's no issue?
No. I think it all depends on the person that, you know. So we went to the north, we were lost, and we was in some old village. There was a cafe near there, and I remember we was waving I think it was in the video, we was waving the map, and the guy come out and was like, oh, I'm Scott, what's he doing? You know what I mean? Like, all scared and that. Yeah. We went there and he went, Greek. He was like, yes. And he went, Ella, cafe. And he was like, oh. We sat, we had a coffee, and he was explaining all of his friends were Cypriot, and in the war, they've all went to Larnaca. He's never seen them again. Mm. So, you know, I see, you know, it's beautiful how some people, you know, there's love. That's it. Love so the is Turkish, the cure of everything. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And if there's any ladies out there that want some love, and they need cure it.
Who's your man?
It's the whiskey.
Go to Classic.
Wow. Oh dear.
Okay, so you had, so the people, they were really friendly in the Turkish part, occupied part.
At the end of at
they
the
welcomed of the, you. There was no animosity, you don't think.
At the end of the day, there's Malagas everywhere.
Yeah.
But there's good people everywhere as well.
Yeah.
Someday you're going to bump into a Malaga. Someday you're going to bump into a nice person.
Yeah.
But it depends how you, like, even if I bump into a Malaga, I'm going to be a nice person.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they realize that they're a Malaga.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So are there any Greeks in the occupied bit still living there?
I don't know. I don't really go around people's houses asking, like, well, that's, so you're living over here.
You look Greek. Yeah, I'm just curious anyway.
Wait, that whiskey. So
whiskey's gone, mate. Like, yeah, I think I need a top up, actually.
Yeah, likewise, mate. Likewise. Is there anything actually stopping people from going back and living in the houses that they originally occupied at that, you know, back in the day?
Yeah, because of other people could be living there now.
Right.
Either the other people are living there or, you know, they don't want to go live there. Mm. Because over there on the north, it is a bit behind the time. It's like it's stuck in the past, you know. Like, that's what I saw anyway. They only build up, like, if it's a hotel or something, it's a built up area. Other than that, it's quite back in the day, you know, and no one wants to go live there and not be around their family and everything like that. And so if everyone goes to live there, then great. I have friends that live over there.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of friends and that are Turkish Cypriot. Her name's Pempegal Pinks. She's Turkish Cypriot, but from England. And she lives there. She works there. She's got her kids there. Her family were from Limassol and Bafo, but now she lives in Gerinia. So it's all a bit, you know, I'm not getting into politics.
Yep.
I love you all. That's all I'm saying. But I think the only person that can really answer a question like that is someone that's lost something or been through that. My yaya was from Balegithro, which is also on the north now, but she doesn't really talk about it.
Yeah, right.
You know, my bapur was from Ormiskia, where I went, and we have patates, and
So tell us a little bit about the videos now. I mean, in terms of when did it actually start becoming a thing, and when did you think, shit, these videos are actually really working?
After like 10 views, I was like, hey, 10 people, Malaga.
I'm onto something.
Set the bar low.
Because I've always wanted to be a comedian and everything, I was doing Snapchat first. I was just doing videos. Yep. Then I started doing videos with Subluggies, like trying to grow a bit. It was like, it was fun, you know? I think it's after the Australia thing, getting asked to come, like people... Even though on Facebook and everyone, there was loads of comments and shares. Once I knew people in Australia wanted to see me, I was like, oh, shit.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? That's when I think it was time to do stand-up and everything. Because everyone says to me, oh, you could do this, you could do that, you can sponsor this, you can do that. But the one thing I want to do is make money doing what I love. So I didn't really... Yeah, I'm doing that as well. I'm like,
everyone needs to burp.
Yeah,
I like to do the odd ad sponsor and this type of thing, but I didn't want to like drown.
You
want to
be an influencer?
No, I don't want. It's not that I hate influencers, but obviously everyone can influence people in a good way. But I don't want to push something that I don't.
You're not passionate about.
Yeah, and if I don't like it, I'm not going to tell you to bloody buy it, am I?
Yeah.
And so I want it. My main thing is to, if I am going to make money doing what I love, and that's stand up, making people laugh, to creating a show. But whenever I do a show, I always get very nervous because I know people have paid their money that they've worked hard for to come and watch me. So I always get nerves because I want to give them what they paid for. I want to give them what they expect. So yeah. I've got some companies that I would love to do things with, like Durex is one. Because I have a really good video idea. It's really good. But again, it's really not everything I'm looking for. You know, at the moment, I'm doing stand-up, I'm touring, I've got a day job, I've got a family business. But at the end of the day, whatever happens, happens. But
what's your day job, by the way?
Web design development.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to sell a website live on the podcast.
Get in touch with Pete for all your website needs.
Yeah, for all your website needs. Cool.
Yeah. So you talk about being nervous before the show. How do you manage it? And more importantly, what's it like being on? Because I think it'd be the most nerve-wracking thing, standing up, trying to say jokes and no one laughs.
Especially when you're short.
Okay. Really? Okay. But you're standing up on stage, you're sort of looking down. It's the
only time I'm tall.
Yeah.
I think it's, for me, I used to drink before going on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Eleanor shouted at me, the one that I've done, and she said, don't drink, water, clear head, have a drink after as a treat. So that's what I do now. I don't drink before I get on stage, clear head. But mid-show, maybe someone will give me a Zivanier shot. Mm. But yeah, always nervous. Always forget everything.
Really?
Just before I get on stage, I forget everything. But then I just talk to people. It's like, for me, straight away I hear a laugh. I'm like, okay, I got this. I'm okay. And sometimes you just need to remember that people have come to watch you because they like you, they love you, they want to hear what you have to say. And you just need to be yourself. So that's where I go into like talking about things that has happened to me. And I don't want to go and talk about things about Italians because...
It hasn't happened to you yet.
Yeah, I've been a little Gibreo of my whole life.
Yeah.
If I go start talking about Italians, the Italians are going to be like, oh, it's not, you know.
So you got to talk about your experiences. It probably comes off better. But then if you do go to Italy, imagine the material you're going to pick up along there.
Yeah, exactly.
You could do a whole series on that.
He really wants you to do Italian stuff.
Yeah. I'll do it. If I go there, if I get the experience, I'll do it. But I'd most probably even switch it with a bit of like the Gibreo thing.
So have you had any hecklers on stage? And if you do, how have you handled it?
I had an Irish woman not long ago. Lucky enough, I was with an Irish girl a week before.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you the girl from last week? And it went quite well. And she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, I was on the beach. I was lucky for that one and everyone loved it, and she was a good sport as well, so but she weren't being rude or anything. There's a lady called Sharon that comes to every single show in Cyprus, and she always heckles me. I'm just ready for Sharon always.
Classic.
And but other than that, I don't think
okay really good have, so you got a good run.
Yeah, I think it's but at the same time, hecklers make you better, you know,
like give you better material.
Keep you quick, keep you like fast on your feet.
Yeah,
which I think I'm quite good at.
Who are your inspirations when it comes to your stand-up comics? There have been so many good ones, particularly from the UK.
Yeah,
who are the ones that really resonate with you?
It wasn't just stand-up comedians, it was shows as well. So it would be like Only Fools and Horses. I don't know if you know it. It's an English show. It's about two brothers, one being much older than the other. They were like wheelers and dealers.
Mm.
They lived in a council estate. They used to always buy stuff and that were broken like or damaged. Like they would buy chickens to sell, but it would only have like one arm or something.
Mm.
And the goal was to be rich. So they used to always say, this time next year, we'll be millionaires. Mm. We'll be millionaires. It was really encouraging because we watched it for so long. And then at one point, spoiler alert, they became millionaires. And the comedy was amazing. It was brilliant. Jimmy Carr, that he's so edgy and just ruthless. Ricky Gervais, Bill Burr, George Carlin, Richard Pryor.
George Carlin, what Eddie an absolute Murphy. Legend.
When someone says to me, who's your favorite comedian? I can't choose because everyone has their own style, their own way, their own feel, and everyone has their own stories. So all of them, I think, are just amazing. Like even Bernie Mac and just, you know, they're brilliant. And and these guys made it without internet. It's just
that's a good point.
How they done that without posting an Instagram reel and all of this shit, to me, is amazing. Like, having to make videos and do this stuff now.
I guess you can only speak for yourself, but do you think that the tables have turned in terms of how people can get into the industry or start rising in comedy? Because we all hear the stories about, you know, people start doing open mic nights and they just go and do 10 minutes and bomb everywhere and all that sort of thing until they eventually get into a rhythm. Are we seeing the beginning of that going away to some degree and everyone is discovered via Instagram or Snapchat?
Yeah, well, social media is very strong now. I'm sure there's other people doing that, but I spoke to Eleanor about it as well. Eleanor does her show. We spoke about if I'm going to get on the circuit or anything, but I feel like I was lucky.
Mm.
I was lucky that I created a character that people enjoyed and loved, and they only wanted to see me really for my character. Mm. So I sort of like bypassed that. But then again, if I went onto the circuit where all these people are doing their 10 minutes, I don't know how I most probably would bomb every day.
Yeah.
Like there'll be like, I don't know, what Americans in the stage of me talking about my Yaz Fasulya made me fart or something. And they'll be like, what the fuck is Fasulya? So,
but there's a beauty to bombing as well.
Yeah,
I mean, things like, I don't know if you've heard The Night the Laughter Died, Dice
yes,
Clay.
Yeah, we spoke to someone about it the other day, yeah.
Dude, that's fucking 2 hours worth of him bombing. And he put funny. It out as a double album.
Have you ever watched Bill Burr in Philadelphia? Everyone was heckling. Everyone was being rude. Everyone was this. And then he was last on stage. And he had 12 minutes of him just insulting the whole audience.
Really?
I hope you get cancer. Like, that was the nicest thing he said.
Wow. Yeah.
Imagine. It was... But
and he's brutal.
But when he finished...
Mm.
Round of applause.
Yeah. I like the way he stuck up for himself. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
No, he didn't stick up for himself. He stuck up for everyone else.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's a genius. Like Bill Burr, the way he just, I think that's what I would really like, you know, the way he just talks to the audience, like they're just mates and he's just, you know, having a laugh, you know, that's one day I'll get to that level.
Yeah.
But I would like to do, I'm going to South Africa on the 21st of September. We've got a show on the 28th. I plan to go Canada. And I'm just going to keep doing my shows.
What about the States? Are you thinking of going to Texas?
I would like
to see Rogan. Because you've got an open mic.
I thought you just looked at your computer if you got people in Texas listening.
We do.
The only problem with America is the visa.
Okay.
It's like it's expensive and it's a big procedure. Like Elena now, she's doing it. She's done it. You need to get people to, what is it? I forget my England sometimes.
Your England.
On your behalf to...
Sponsor.
Sponsor,
is a sponsor, but also to... Come on, this is a game now, guys. Come on.
It's like charades now.
Yeah.
Okay. Starts with...
What, do you fucking vouch for you?
Vouch.
Yeah. Vouch for you.
Yeah,
sponsor. There you go.
Sponsor, but the sponsor is a sponsor. The vouch is the vouch, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't heard
vouch for you.
I've never tried to work in the US.
Yes, and you have to go through a lawyer as well.
Okay. Oh, wow.
You don't have to, but if you do it yourself, if you make one mistake, back to the beginning.
Really?
That's what I've been told anyway. And a lot of my Cypriot friends and people that I know over there are like, don't worry, Ray. We do mafias. We bring you like this. It's
lucky.
Not your show. Yeah. We bring you just to holiday. And if you get caught, that's 10-year ban.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's probably a tax thing more than anything. That seems to be the only thing they're worried about in the US.
I've heard
tax.
People, my friend went to America not long ago and he goes, hey, you're not going to want to go anyway.
Really?
Yeah. I suppose it's a bit mental over there.
But I've been reading Rogan's, what was it called, The Comedy Mothership in Austin, Texas. Apparently it's huge. It's sold out. They do 10-minute sessions. What did you call it before? The open mic sessions. Get new comedians in there. Apparently it's the place to go.
Everyone's gone to Texas now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the place to go.
Everyone's moving
there. I've got a friend in Texas, so maybe I could do a mafia. But if you are watching this federal government, I came legally and the correct way.
I love Australia. Yeah. I love America.
Last time I came to Australia, when I rocked up, that's what you guys say, isn't it? I rocked up, English passport.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Red carpet.
This time, I have my English passport expired, so I had my Cypriot passport.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I'm getting up, I rock up. They see my Cypriot passport. They look at me. They're like, this guy ain't Cypriot.
Yeah.
So many questions. Why are you here? What are you doing? Who do you know? How do you know them? Where from? All of this. How much money have you got? I was like, well, are you going to give me some money? You know what I mean? They asked me
everything. Did you tell him not enough?
No. Yeah. I was like, I was discriminated. Like they discriminated.
They racially profiled you.
Racially profiled me.
Did you break out in Cypriot or in English?
No, English. But it was the first time it ever happened. It was the first time I was ever like racially discriminated against. Mm. Yeah? Racially profiled. And I loved it. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the first time someone's actually treated me like a foreigner.
He's ready to join the Black Panthers.
Yes. It was amazing. But it was scary as well. Because I was like, brother, they have the power to just go,
next flight. Mm. Next it happens.
Yeah, the States is the same. I copped it. Every time you go to the States, they grill you. I'm there for work. Like, I'm there for work. My company's paying me to go there, Australian passport, and they grill you. And I'm sort of happy, you know what? I'd rather go home. I didn't want to come here for 2 days and work and go home. I'm jet lagged.
If I had to get sent back, refunds, Ramadan, nothing. Yeah.
But the best was in London, going to London, when you go through security, they actually frisk you everywhere.
That's the part you like, huh?
Yeah, I had to. Wish you could pick. I'll have heard of frisky, but
oh yeah, I have an English passport.
Maybe because we're staff, aviation staff, but they frisked us everywhere, front, back of the hand, down the front. You reckon?
Did you have a beard?
I think it's because it's tall. And they're like,
clean shaven.
Magalo do.
Yeah. Let's find out. Find out the biggies.
The funniest thing, though, is when you... Okay, now that you've seen what it's like here, before you land in Australia, you know, you've obviously got to fill out those bloody cards, you know, the incoming passenger, the yellow card, right? Mm. You then go through your normal security checks, quarantine, all that shit, checking your bags, all that sort of thing, declarations. When you go to Greece... None of that happens.
No, we don't have none of that.
None of that happens. And everyone's like, oh, how hard is it to get into Greece? Not hard at all, man.
Then I bring everything you want. It's okay.
They look at you up and down. Yeah, that has to.
Oh, here they'll pull you up for having one extra cigarette in your bag. You know,
exactly.
That's the big one.
Cigarettes are so expensive over here. Wow. I don't smoke.
But like, neither do we.
I've hardly smelt cigarettes.
Yeah, it doesn't exist here anymore.
In Cypress, they're all boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, even in my own home, I live alone, smell cigarettes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's how bad it is. But over here, nothing. It's like everyone's on vape or...
Yeah. That's the discussion that we've had before. Like when you come back from Greece, generally, the second you open the suitcase in an environment like this where there is no smoke, the first thing you smell is the cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
That's how you know you've come from Greece.
In Cypress, the first thing you smell is cow shit.
Really?
Yeah. And when I go home...
Smells like home.
I'm just, that's home.
Cleansing.
The things you miss, huh?
No, I miss. I get homesick even before I leave home.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love Cypress so much. Everyone, because the way I sound, the way I look, they always think, oh, how long you been in Cyprus? I'm like, my whole life. But yeah, I'm such a Cypriot. Love it. Would never live anywhere else. They say, Sandin Kipro Denish. But which I don't mean, it doesn't mean I don't, the way I think of it, it doesn't mean we're the best. It means it's just a way of life.
Mm.
You know, I could wake up at 6 o'clock. I go for a swim with my friend Nicola on the beach. We go for a coffee straight away. Then I go home by 7 o'clock, have a shower and get ready for work. So I've done all of that. And at the end of the day, hey, we go to the taverna and we have some food.
Mm.
You know, and everything's like 2 minutes away. I'm just looking at you guys and you're like, oh, when are we moving to Cyprus?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we feel the same. When we go to Greece and come back, we're depressed like for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, having the frappe in the morning. The first thing you do is you take your watch off and because we were in a rush. The first
thing we email.
That's not the first thing I do. I'm sorry. You and your whiskey.
Classic.
Oh, maybe he does that. He goes like this. He takes the watch off.
That's why he takes it off. Definitely.
On the plane, mate, on the way over there.
This whiskey gets you naughty. I'm sorry.
What's that line Zach Galifianakis says? It's like masturbating on an aeroplane. It's not illegal, it's just frowned upon.
No, but not if you're in the toilet, they don't see. You know what I mean?
First-hand experience.
Is it still joining the Mile High Club if you do it in the toilet on your own?
Yeah. On your own?
Good question, actually. I don't know.
Because if it is...
Let's throw that one out to our listeners.
Exactly. What does it take to join Uganda. The Mile High Club?
Is it the joining the Mile High Club?
How did you say hello again? The butchered version. He needs to go to his notes. He's not genuine.
Yeah.
I wrote it down. I still couldn't pronounce it.
I'm not even going to try and pretend to do something because they actually watch and I don't want to be racist.
Come on, butcher it again.
Jabalako.
Jabalako.
Oh, no, Jabalako.
Jabalako, yeah.
Jabalake. Jabaleko.
Jabaleko.
Make your mind up, mate.
I can butch that up. Sorry, Uganda people.
Oh, dear. Well, look, I think we're getting close to the end. We've got to sort of move on. You've got dinner. You've got all sorts of things sorted out.
You're more than welcome to join us to eat.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. You can leave if he had sex and he made baby and soon baby is coming.
Yeah, we're on baby and, watch.
Yeah. So
the countdown is on.
So this might be his last night's sleep.
Yep.
All right.
For a while.
Yeah. Life is over for the next 5 years.
It's over.
Only joking. It's good. It gets better.
It's going to get better.
It's the second. It's not my first rodeo, mate.
Yeah, oh, it's your second baby.
Second.
So you've had sex twice.
Yeah. Exactly. We have proof of twice.
My dad, he used to say to me, I'm scientific proof that condoms don't work. And he said, I'm one of three. But he's only had sex twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to do DNA. I had to check. Because of the way I look, I actually done a DNA test.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to check. I was like, someone's lying. You know what I mean? My brother's tanned. My sister gets olive skin.
Is this the reason why you were kidnapped?
Maybe. But I did do my DNA. I am what I am. I am...
Tell us. This would be good.
I think I'm... A lot of percent West Asian, which is like Cyprus.
Yeah, right.
I am South Italian Greek. I'm Italian. 3% Jew, which my friends can vouch for.
Mm.
And 10% North African.
Really?
Which other ladies can vouch for.
Really?
Yeah.
See, what part? It could be like Egypt, Alexandria, Alexander the Great maybe. Have that Greek connection. What part of North Africa?
I don't know. I just got a big dick.
Okay. There you go. That's the Greek
thing. I'm joking. Sorry.
He showed us before.
Is this the rudest one? I'm sorry if this is the rudest stat.
No, no.
Funnily enough, it's not.
Ah, fuck.
Got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, we've covered my penis.
Yeah, we've covered penis. Yeah, done. Tick.
Before we wrap it all up, how do you enjoy Australia? You've obviously been here before. You've spoken about the fact that, you know, to some degree, the stand-up career started here.
Yeah.
How do you feel in terms of your connection to this place now?
I love everyone in Australia. I feel like I feel like in Australia, you sometimes are more traditional than we are back at home.
Mm.
And you keep the traditions. And because you're so far away, you miss it so much. You love it so much. You hold on to it as like hard as you can. And I love it. And the way people are so hospitable with me and how much love and care I get. Everyone that I meet is family.
Mm.
You know, like you guys, you're family now. So if I need to come stay here a couple of nights and need a car and some funds.
You're covered, man. We've got you covered.
There's a spare room in here, mate.
He ain't got a spare room no more. He's got two kids.
I don't.
But I love everyone in Australia. And anyone I've met and everyone I've met has always been so warm, so kind and so loving. So,
what does Souvlaki think of it?
It's bloody far, isn't it?
So how was the trip here? Did you survive or what?
I was sitting near Julie and Tony, I think his name was, Australians.
Yep.
And when the lady came to get us some drinks, Tony was like, can I have a beer? Yeah. Can I have a beer, but not glass, in the can? And he done that. Oh, every time he done that, I laughed. They were just looking at me and I was like, sorry. This is funny.
Classic.
But it was good. It was a good flight.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
Watched a lot of movies. Joined the Mile High Club.
Really?
By yourself.
Good for you, mate.
With Julie. I'm joking.
While he was drinking his cans.
Yeah. Sinking tinnies and
can I have a can? Where's my wife?
She's singing a different type of tinny, mate.
Yeah. Oh, actually, what is in this?
I don't know. We're all getting a bit tricky.
What did you do to me?
Greek Providor, come on.
Actually, my first question, how did you come up with the name Cypriot Smurf?
Yeah, we didn't cover that.
Yeah, right. I had it on you. I must have fucking skipped it.
My cousin, I went to England once and I got a phone SIM card and you needed a username. And my cousin used to always make fun of me for being short. It's not really an exciting story. This was before I was doing comedy though. Mm. Before I even knew what anything was. And my cousin just got my phone and he wrote Cypriot Smurf. Like, because I'm fresh, I was fresh off the boat. Even though I don't sound or look it, I was.
Yeah.
And he called me Cypriot and Smurf because I'm short. And that's how Cypriot Smurf was made. My cousin Nick.
Okay, Nico. And it's stuck all these years.
He wants royalties. And that's a number. Rivillo.
Good on you, Niggy.
Oh dear. All right. Well, look, mate, thank you so much for being here. We're so glad that we got the chance to have this drink.
Yes.
I'm glad.
And meet face to face. Awesome.
Thank you so much for the tour. We're pretty sure that we're going to see you again.
100%.
There's no chance that you're never coming back to Australia.
I'm coming back.
This is a regular thing now, right?
Yep. It's done.
Once a year, all right? We warm up your seat.
Once a year is far, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Now that we've sorted the customs longer. Issue, yeah. We're fine.
100%. Thank you, guys.
Yamas. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here, mate.
Hope it went all right.
All the best to you. Guys, uzotalk@outlook.com is the email, and get onto social media as well, @uzotalk and @uzo_talk on Instagram. Nika Thanasiu, thank you, mate.
Tom, that was brilliant. Awesome. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Gotta stop drinking.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Ακολουθήστε μας στο Soundees, στο Spotify, στο Apple Podcasts και στο Google Podcasts.